that blood had never burned in her veins. Now here she's got a house up in Fairview, in a style she's trying to maintain.
And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. It's another Monday, so it's at noon, and it's another edition of the Lunch Special. And today, former Stanford student body president, one of them, part of the Council of Presidents from the late 80s, Andy Frisch. Andy, welcome back to Stanford.
Thanks so much, Bert.
You remained local in the area. You graduated in 87, but you did your four-year stint here, right?
Was here from 83 to 87.
And you studied psychology and feminist studies.
I think I was the first male feminist studies major.
How'd that work out for you?
It kept me in the area. It's all good.
Very good. Very good. And we're going to talk about what you got into after that, some very important work in the area. But this show is more about the music than the than anything else. And you brought some great music today. That was Bruce Springsteen.
Darkness on the Edge of Town, kind of the song of my life.
Why the Boss?
I just love the stories of working class people trying to fight against things that are much bigger than themselves.
And where are you from originally?
Originally from New Jersey, a little bit cliche.
Oh, there it is, right. So he's kind of been a hero of yours?
Yeah, for 40 years.
Did you have a chance to see him when you were coming up before you left New Jersey?
I saw him in New Jersey. I've seen him across the country, a little bit of a groupie.
Wow, very cool. Besides Bruce, you brought other music today. Is there a theme to the music today?
I think, again, the theme is about struggles and overcoming those struggles is most of the music I listen to. Next one we have is if we could talk about Richard Thompson, just a beautiful guitarist. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife Linda made beautiful music together. They had struggles. This was a song he wrote, Jenny, and I met my wife at Stanford, Jenny.
Wow. Jenny. Yeah. Wow.
Trouble becomes you, it cuts you down to my side. And you're never less than perfect in my eyes. But I lost my way. Now you pin up your hair like you did when first you were mad. How many days of his life can a man regret? And if my and I cry all the way back into your arms again. Now I can't help it. Oh, Jenny, my love. Oh, Jenny, my love. right. Oh, now I contemplate. Oh, Jenny, my love. Oh, Jenny, my love. Oh, Jenny, my love.
And I've heard
A little mellow music for your Monday afternoon. Here with former Stanford student body presidents, one of them, Andy Frisch. And Andy, that was the Pogues we just heard from, right?
Right.
And why the Pogues?
Brings me back to my Stanford days, going and see them playing up in San Francisco. They were very rowdy back then.
You've been out to see a lot of music in your time, haven't you?
Back in the day, I used to love to go to concerts. One of my co-council of presidents friends was had his own band, and we'll be listening to him next. Tim Quirk, just an outstanding musician.
What was the name of the band?
Too Much Joy.
Okay. And did they play in the area here?
They played a lot out in California, a lot back in New York.
Oh, okay. And before the Pogues, who did we hear from?
That was Richard Thompson. That was Jenny from my wife, Ginny. Happy Valentine's Day.
Kind of special dedication. That's right. Yeah. Don't forget that one. That could get you in trouble. Like I said, here with former Stanford student body president Andy Frisch, and we're going to get into some of your goings-on since Stanford, and also what happened, some of the stuff you did while you were on campus. You worked for a paper here. That's more at the bottom of the hour. We want to play as much music as we can in this first half hour. So what do we got up next, Andy?
My Past Lives by Too Much Joy.
Aha.
Rescued in all the chicks he had. I was Catherine. what they see. They say I must be one of the wonders. My confessions, they reach into my head to steal the glory of my story. They say I must be one of the wonders God's own creation, and as far as they see, they can offer no explanation.
And welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. In case you just tuned in, it's every Monday for the noon hour, and we bring a different Stanford personality, former or current, and today, former Stanford alum, former Stanford student body president, Andy Frisch, and playing some great music today, Andy. It's amazing. Had you been on KZSU when you were at back in the day?
Back, we just listened to Too Much Joy. My friend Tim was a DJ, and he'd invite me in once in a while to play with him. It was
really
a lot of fun.
So you spun here in the studio.
Spinning records back then. I spent more time in the library looking at the records.
There you go. And it was an interesting time back then, too, wasn't it?
Very interesting. Student protests and a lot of reaction against the Reagan era, what we could do to keep a little light of liberalism going.
And there was still a lot of music on campus, too, wasn't there?
Lots of fun. Just the Red Hot Chili Peppers we got on campus, that was something that we did as a student government.
Wow.
A lot of fun back then.
Were they still using Frost periodically?
Definitely. Yeah.
Because they don't anymore. Frost is pretty much.
Oh, it was a beautiful place for concerts.
It's rented out, you know, to folks from outside, but you don't see the campus or the students don't really use it anymore. And for just as not to be an inside information there, Frost is, what, a 5,000-seat amphitheater that sits right across the street from where we're sitting. It's a natural bowl. And everybody in the world had played there back in the 60s and the 70s.
It was beautiful. There were lots of Dead shows, too.
Yeah, definitely, until they got thrown off because of the Tribe. Anyway, Andy Frisch, former Stanford, and you explained earlier off mic that back when you were here in the mid-80s, there wasn't one student body present. There was a
group of four
called the Council of Presidents.
Yeah.
And you were one of them.
Yep.
And you're originally born in New Jersey, and you came, you got out of high school and came to Stanford, and you studied psychology and feminist studies, which is very interesting. How did you come to pick those as subjects to study?
Pretty random.
Just kind of picked them.
Just going along the river of life.
There you go. And you mentioned that in your dorm, there were some guys that worked for the Chaparral. Now, that's a...
Humor magazine. Still here today.
Explain that a little bit, because I'm not familiar with that magazine.
Chappie's a wonderful publication. They're still out today, publishing a great humor magazine. And back in my day, we put on a show. We put on a show of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
In your dorm?
In our dorm. Somehow they got a band together to do backup music. I was typecast in the role of Eddie, played by Meatloaf in the movie. And my friend Tim, he was Riff Raff. We just had a lot of fun, and that got me involved in the humor magazine.
And what did you do for the... It's known as the Chappie, but it's called the Chaparral. And how old is it? It's been going on for years and years and years.
It celebrated its 100th anniversary about 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's been going a long time. What were your duties there? What did you do at the Chappie?
I think I used to bring the beer. I remember I got my name on some stories. Other people would write them. They put my name on it.
Really?
My face was funny looking, so they'd put my picture in the magazine sometimes. It was a lot of fun.
Did you guys ruffle any feathers while you were here?
Well, our building was right above the daily, and we used to pee right on top of the daily, and they didn't appreciate that for some reason.
Did they have kind of a vendetta against you guys?
They were out to get us.
Did they ever do anything to get you?
I think we always got them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, because that's like a la Animal House.
We didn't take ourselves too seriously, so it was a lot easier to get them.
It was a very interesting time. You mentioned, too, that, you know, we just saw the fall of the Egyptian... whole government, right, from people protesting. And here at Stanford, it was past the Vietnam War, the whole Vietnam era. That was 10 years hence, you know. But even in the 80s, you had the apartheid movement.
There was a lot of movement, a lot of interest in divestment at the time and getting people aware of what was going on in South Africa. And
that was big here on campus?
A lot of protests at that time, yeah.
So was that like kind of a thing amongst students? Like if you were going to be hip, you had to be into that?
About I think if you were hip, you were getting into Silicon Valley back then. But a couple of weirdos were interested in interested in the politics still of the day.
And now Silicon Valley was still pretty young at that time, especially the real blowing up part.
There was a big company, Apple, and then they kind of disappeared, and I guess they're big again.
Yeah. But in the '80s, what role did that high tech thing? Because there was no email. Nobody had cell phones.
No, we just had these little Macs that were like amazing to all of us. But we came in with typewriters and we left with Macintoshes and word processors.
Really?
Yeah.
And now there wasn't email. There wasn't a network, right?
You didn't come to college with a computer. This was in the late 80s. There were computers, but $4,000 or $5,000, you wouldn't be coming in as a freshman with one. They had them in the. What used to be a bowling alley, they converted it and had like 10 or 20 computers for you to use to type your papers out.
Wow, and it had to be probably really slow, too, not like fast like it is now, right?
They seem faster than the typewriter, but yeah, they were nothing, you know? I mean...
More like Pong.
Yeah, exactly.
That is amazing. And there were more payphones on campus, right? Yeah. Payphones had to be everywhere because cell phones didn't exist yet.
Not a cell phone at all, yeah.
That was just before the advent of the cell phone. And, man, that's just to think back on that and then look at nowadays, it must be really interesting to you to just think of want to do let you know this is another edition of the Lunch Special, and you can catch this show archived at Radio for All, the number four, Radio for All. Every show is put up there every week, just the next day after the show is aired. And we've logged at least 50 or more shows up there of our Stanford guests. And Andy, to think back on that, how life has changed, especially from the high tech, right? From when you were here. Just think of the kids nowadays. You know, they come in here and play off their iPods. They do whole shows off their iPods. Life has really changed a lot since you were here.
When I was on campus, we would be looking at the records and CDs were just coming out.
Yeah.
Now CDs, what are they?
Oh, they took over.
Yeah.
Now CDs are kind of going out now.
Right.
They're getting phased out. Now, if you don't got an iPod or an iPhone or iPad, the new one, the iPad. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Andy Frisch is our guest today. Now, briefly, Andy, but not too brief, when you graduated Stanford, you went to work for Kainos. Now, right. Kainos is a local organization, and why don't you talk about your work with them and what they do, what you guys do?
Well, Kainos, as you said, we're local. We serve San Mateo, Santa Clara County, and we work with adults with developmental disabilities, people with mental retardation, autism, cerebral palsy, other conditions like that. And we're helping people find jobs and find homes. We provide housing to about 75 people, jobs for over 120 to close to 130 people. And we're just helping people live as independently as possible. For some person, that might be learning to get up and take care of their own personal grooming, and that could be a huge success. For another person, it's learning how to live independently, you know, balance checkbook and make their doctor appointments independently. Our success is having each person kind of reach their goals.
How long has Kainos been around? It's Kainos, and your website is kainosusa.org. How long has it been around?
The programs first started in the late 70s. Our first home opened up in 1980, and we kind of grew through the 80s and 90s. I got there, like you said, in 1987.
Mm-hmm. Is it still growing, or is it pretty much reached a level where
it's... we're still growing. There's a lot of need out there, a lot of need for housing, special needs housing, people who have lived with their families their whole lives and are looking to branch out, be more independent than that. Now we're seeing the first generation of people who with developmental disabilities who are becoming seniors in the community. So just last year, we created a new home for seniors with these kind of disabilities.
Mm. And how do folks find out about Kainos if they have a need, or how do they contact you? How does that work?
The best thing I can do is point you right now to the website, kainosusa.org.
Mm-hmm.
There you'll find contact information about the organization. Then we're still old school. You give us a call on the phone, you come by, you meet us, and we figure out how to help you with us or refer you to appropriate other agencies.
What's the phone number over there?
650-363-2423.
And how are you guys funded?
We get a good amount of funding from the state of California. The state's basically broke, so they've been cutting back quite a bit.
Yeah, that must
We do a lot of fundraising from individuals, from special events, getting grants from corporations and foundations.
So if somebody wanted to help out Kainos, they could throw a special event, a music or a play or something.
Definitely proceeds to help you guys out. Love to partner with people.
Very cool.
Like that.
And that's obviously all a tax write-off. Mm-hmm. So it's KAINOSUSA.org, Kainos. Andy Frisch is our guest. Let's get back to the music. And unless we miss something, we want to play as much as great music you brought today. What's up next, Andy?
Next, we've got a Tom Waits song. Love Tom Waits, and this is On the Nickel, another song about overcoming challenges.
Sticks and stones will break my bones. Always will be true. And when your mom is dead and gone, I'll sing this lullaby just for you. So what becomes for the little boys never comb their hair. Line up all around the block on the nickel.
Over there. long stretch of headlights build into our night. We tiptoe into truck stops and sleepy diesel drives. Volcanoes rumble in the taxi, glow in the dark. Camels in the driving seat, a slow, easy heart. But you ran out of gas down the road, and then the battery went dead, and now the cable won't. Check under the hood, your last chance. She ain't sounding too good. Your last chance to trust the man with the star. 'Cause you found the last chance. Take it. You try to be standard, you try to be more. You try living in a world and in a shell. There was this black-busted blonde who loved her free parts of labor, but she broke down and this one ain't fuel injected. Her love is disconnected. She gets scared and she stalls. But she just needs a man. That's all. It's her last chance. Her time is over. Her last chance. She can't.
Little Ricky Lee Jones for your afternoon entertainment here on the lunch special, kind of winding down, getting towards the top of the hour. Special guest today, former Stanford student body president Andy Frisch, a student here in the mid and late 80s. And Andy, Ricky Lee Jones, what kind of effect did she have on you?
I just loved her and Tom Waits. It was kind of beautiful music that they were making, kind of destroying each other, but making beautiful
music.
Did they
do stuff together?
Just a couple of songs he wrote for her, one or two duets, and they just lived in a hotel room in Los Angeles together in the late 70s. That song was from the 70s. I thought I'd only play 80s, but Last Chance Texaco, that's from the 70s.
Uh-huh, you broke the mold. And before Ricky Lee, we heard from...
Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about Tom on the nickel. Mm-hmm. And what's coming up? We got time for a couple of more.
Well, like I said, it's Valentine's Day. This is one more song about my wife. This is Joan Armatrading. Used to see her when I was back at Stanford, and this is Heaven.
All right.
Am I in heaven? Am I in heaven? Am I in heaven? Have I gone? Have I gone to the big cloud number 9? I don't know why you care, but you do it well. Start in a dream you made me see. Oh, babe, you're so right for me, and I wanna be the sunshine when you're.
Joan Armatrading on your Stanford radio station, KZSU. How did it feel coming back to KZSU, Andy?
I haven't been down here a long time. It looks the same. Like you said, we're playing on the same vinyl on the same turntables.
Yeah.
Not much
same
changes.
Board.
Same board.
Same little booth. Andy Frisch has been the guest today, former Stanford student body president. One of them at the time. There was four back then. We're talking about 83 to 87. And from Stanford, you went to Kinos, which is what we talked about a little bit ago, but just in case people want to know more information about it, the website is KAINOS USA, KinosUSA.org, and they help out adults, developmentally disabled adults who need help with jobs or housing. Their phone number is 650-363-2423. I guess you guys are based in Redwood City?
Redwood City, yep.
And what else can we say about Kinos in these parting shots?
We're always looking for volunteers who want to get into the social services field, people who want to work with people with disabilities or know what human services are about. Kinos mm-hmm. is a great vehicle for volunteers. Give us a call. We've got a lot of volunteer opportunities.
Very good. And like we mentioned earlier, too, if somebody wanted to throw an event to help Kinos out, they could contact you for that, and that could be music or a play or just anything, a fun drive, some kind of fun drive.
A show at the Little Fox Theater in Redwood City or down at the Frost Amphitheater.
You go. Hey, yeah, a show at the Frost. I would get Bonnie Raitt. Get Bruce Springsteen and Tom Waits.
I'll be there.
All right, Andy, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us today. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. We got time for one more, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Who's it going to be?
It's my favorite. It's Bruce Springsteen. It's Across the Border. It's me thinking about my sister right now.
All right.
Going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the bridge. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in the car in the southwest. Home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight. But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a buddy and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city, going down. The highway is alive tonight. Where it's headed, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in my campfire line, waiting on the ghost. Job or a helping hand. Every somebody struggling to be free. Look in the eyes, Mom, you'll see me. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light with a ghost of old time Joe.